very frustrating, as it has been a few times here, to be fair, over the last few weeks. But we'll take the positives out of it, which is we should have won the game, could have won the game, and deserved to win the game. But it's another point, and some of the results have gone for us. So we're no worse off and slightly better off than we were before kick-off.
It was interesting sort of going into Stevenage, obviously, down to 10 men. I mean, is it disappointing you haven't capitalised on that, or do you give them some credit because they did make it hard for you?
A bit of both, really. I'm disappointed because, obviously, but, you know, the old saying of it's difficult playing against 10 men sort of kicked in. But, yeah, fair play to them. They defended extremely well. They were, you know, we wave after attack again, and unfortunately, it just didn't fall for us.
Had plenty of the ball, not surprising really, given they were down to 10. But did you just like that bit of quality in the final third at times, or maybe the wrong decisions at times?
I think the decisions are the most important thing. I don't think it was the quality, because the quality's there, we've seen it. I've said to him right at the end exactly that. The decision making today was really poor, and which is unusual for me to stand here and say that, but look, we've had an off day. We've had an off day and come away with a point, so it's the first off day we've had for a long, long time. I can't even remember the last one. So it keeps the run going. One defeat in 10, I think. So, and like I say, we're a point better off than we were before, and some of the teams aren't.
Yeah, it was a little bit of tiredness at all, because obviously it was not a normal gap, is it, a Tuesday night to a Friday? Because was it just a bit leggy towards the end?
Possibly, yeah. And I did say to him, you know, we need to reassess this over the next 48 hours and find out if there is people that that are starting to feel it a little bit. And you know, I've said I said when we set off on this sort of chase for the playoffs a month or so ago, that I was going to pick my freshest team, and I'm going to have to do that again on Monday, I think, and pick the team that I think is going to go out there and be as fresh as possible.
Yeah, is Danny Bullman rested today? Did you maybe miss him a little bit in front of your back four, particularly in terms, you know, which of the midfielders chose to go forward and which chose to sit?
Yeah, well, I think it's a while since, obviously, Josh and Matt have played together. Danny does give us that natural sitting in terms of being able to play through him and also protection. But I went for Josh mainly to give Danny a rest, but also I just felt with us being at home, with two slightly more attacking midfielders, we might press and one of them weigh in with a goal, which was proved right in the end with Matt. I thought he was excellent today, and, you know, he's looking a goal threat on a regular basis. So Josh, obviously, towards the end, just looked like he tired a little bit, 5 weeks without a game. So yeah, I think we do need to certainly freshen up. But I gave Danny a good break today. I left him out altogether because I just think physically and mentally just keep preparing for games. So I just sort of said to him, look, just go and enjoy the game and switch off for a bit.
And you're taking positives, you're 9 points to do from the playoffs. I mean, you're still in there, as you say, plenty of teams above you lost today, so it's does it then put pressure on you to win on Monday, as you said, you set yourself a target this week?
Yeah, well, I think, to be fair to the players, as soon as I'd finished talking in there, the first thing they said was, well, we need to win Monday now, so, which was great, because they've not thrown the towel in, and I think you've seen with the results that there was only one game that had more than one goal in it today. MK Dons beating Hartlepool 2, and it was the only game, so it shows you how tight it is. It shows you how there's going to be upsets and there's going to be points dropped all over, so we'll continue to fight while ever there's a mathematical chance.